Long, long before that Lowe's, Chick-fil-A, and PetSmart got built off Route 55 in Mantua, South Jersey, mosasaurs, crocodiles, and other sea creatures ruled the region. That's because 65 million years ago, New Jersey was an ocean floor. WHYY's Alana Gordon reports Rowan University now plans to peel back these layers of our prehistoric past and turn the area behind that shopping mall into an interactive fossil park.
Maya Mutcherson and Isabella Mazuka cannot contain themselves. What are you doing here?
We're going to find some fossils.
How do you feel about that?
We're really excited.
Who could blame them?
All right, who wants to find some fossils?
These Mantua Township fourth graders are on a fossil dig, a real one.
And I got my shovel ready, and I'm ready to go.
Welcome to Rowan University's Fossil Quarry. The mastermind behind it is Ken Lacovero, Dean of Rowan University's School of Earth and Environment.
Every kid that comes here who tries a little bit and who isn't afraid to get dirty is going to find a 65-million-year-old fossil with their own hands that they get to take home.
That's right, a 65-million-year-old fossil. Within moments, kids start running up to Lacovero with questions about their discoveries.
I've already found one.
This is a fossil coral right here. Yep, it's a coral that lives in the ground by itself. You know what a jellyfish is, right?
Yeah.
So imagine an upside-down jellyfish stuck inside a little horn. That's what it's like.
Lacovero is a paleontologist who famously unearthed the remains of a 65-ton dinosaur in Argentina that would have put T-Rex to shame. He affectionately named it Dreadnoughtus. He's been coming to this old quarry for years. It used to be mined for green sand. Rowan University bought the 65 acres last year. Lacovero has been examining the fossils in the sediments here, millimeter by millimeter. He thinks they could hold clues to the mass extinction of dinosaurs, because in it, he found lots of intact skeletons of sea turtles, bony fish, sharks, and other ancient creatures. They all seem to have died at the same time.
See that clam in the wall there? Right there? There's a clam.
Oh, yeah.
So that's part of it. And so that's that death layer right there. I can see another clam here.
He's trying to figure out if a 6-inch bone bed from the end of the Cretaceous period is related to what wiped out dinosaurs.
So now, if you have a mass death event and you know you're at the end of the Cretaceous, well, then it really begs the question, is this that day? And so we're testing that hypothesis right now.
Which could mean
those happy little kids with their little plastic beach shovels are running around on top of Armageddon.
I found something.
Cool, what'd you find?
A gigantic piece of animal dropping.
Fossil poop. Lacovero has traveled the world on digs, but within a stone's throw of where he grew up might be one of the most amazing windows into our ancient past. As one might imagine, the list to get access to this place is long. He started an annual community dig day. The 2,000 slots for his most recent one filled up within 20 minutes. And these weekly visits for kids have a waiting list of 200 schools. Enter Rick and Jean Edelman, founders of a very successful financial planning firm. The two alumni of Rowan just gave the university $25 million to preserve this site and turn it into a hands-on research and education park. Rick Edelman says it could be a huge draw.
It is within a day's drive of over a third of the U.S. population. So its accessibility is astonishing. Unlike having to travel out to Montana or to Texas, this makes it easy for school buses to bring kids for a day.
Plans over the next few years include building a museum, visitor center, fossil preparation lab, nature trail, and paleontology-themed playground. Lacovero says the point isn't necessarily to train future vertebrate paleontologists. He wants to use the interactive experience as a gateway drug, hooking kids on science, technology, and engineering.
And so students can come here and they can see science as a process, and they can see that science is done by people, and they can look at themselves and say, hey, I'm a people, so maybe I could do it too.
I missed something.
You found a piece of iron ore.
As their time wraps up, I hear several kids say they don't want to leave, ever. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.